Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb bag. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fabulous glove, don't get. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club!
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Look at us. We're doing a rare studio show for a Monday night show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. It is Legion of Skanks. The Skanks are all here. Of course, we got Davey Smith.
It's nice to be back in the studio.
Oh, so docile today. We got the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Put up. Let's go. Adam Carolla's here. Can we get sound effects or something? Come on.
Nice intro,
well,
Dick.
Spoiler alert.
What? We're excited. What? You guys are all depressed like fucking Eeyore. Come in with some energy. Carolla's here.
That was the first energy you've
displayed. This is why Rogan doesn't have us back on, is because we have no energy when we're around people that are more famous than us.
Rogan has had me back on several times.
I'm talking about me and Jay.
I'm talking to you right now, Dave.
You just said we, and it was a little general, so I just wanted to correct the record on that.
Everybody, our guest today is a broadcasting legend. Everyone, it's such an honor. The hilarious Adam Carolla joins us. How you doing, Adam?
Good. Thanks for having me.
We call him Better Rogan.
Better Rogan. This is so much better than Rogan.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're bigger, to us, at least.
Yeah, dude. Thanks.
Dave doesn't think so. Dave's a rogue.
I consider
guy.
You Piers.
Piers Morgan or Piers as in Piers of Rogan?
I said it to Adam when he did SDR show, but it's one of my favorite like comedic things ever from being.
Yes, the man show was great, Jay. We all enjoyed it.
It wasn't the man show. It was on Loveline when people used to call with their most. And I remember a girl just one time saying, like, I think a guy fucked her, got her pregnant. And gave her herpes and then ghosted her. She just told that story long. He went, good times. I don't know why it always like stuck with me.
Well, you have to have a few catchphrases. You know? That was my, you know, you have to have, here come the judge, what you talking about, Willis. you're going to do 2 hours of radio 5 nights a week and you're going to tune out to a lot of stuff. Like yeah. you have to have a few, there you go, chambered or good times. Or the one people always liked is... people would call in and go, like, I was raped by a horse, and then I got arrested even though the horse raped me, and I'd go, perfectly normal, perfectly natural. And I don't know why people like that one.
Perfectly normal. That show, I mean, I'm sure a bunch of things exist like it today. I'm sure bred like a bunch of that, but I don't know if anymore like you have, like, a teenager's call-in sex show anymore. Like, I think it'd be impossible to do that now.
And they without coming.
No, the answer today, it would be like to every call, would be like, that was rape. And then yes. go, that was also rape.
Yes.
Once again, rape.
Yes.
You've all been raped.
Yeah,
and raped.
They'd call up and they'd go, is this the Starbucks in North Hollywood? And I'd go, you've been raped.
Yeah, they're always like, I think my boyfriend's falling out of love with me. He raped you.
That's right.
Yeah, back in the fucking 90s, it was just like, you'd be like, I was like blackout drunk and this guy had sex with me. And you're like, well, shake it off.
Yeah.
It's the 90s.
Rub some dirt on it.
Or there'd be something like, well, learn how to drink better.
Well, we used to get a lot of, on that subject, we would get a lot of, like, I think somebody put a roofie in my drink. And then we'd always go, well, what happened? And they'd go, we started off at noon doing Jaeger shots, you know. And then we transitioned into body shots. And then we went to Don Julio, you know. And then somewhere around 2 a.m., I got up and the room was spinning. It's like, you've been drinking for 13 hours, honey.
You're at Woodstock 99.
Right. So a lot of the, I think I was roofied, is self-roofied I drank the entire day.
Now, at least now in the world of camera phones and everything being recorded, if someone, I think I was roofied, he goes, we have a video of the night. And she's like, why don't all 15 of you guys fuck me? I bet you can't. Like, yeah, no, you weren't roofied. You were just hammered and having a blast.
I've never taken a roofie, but it's awesome, right? Like, in terms of if your experience is just trying to get fucked up, it's probably a fun time.
Do people recreationally take
roofies? Yeah, yes. I think so.
What is
Rohypnol.
Rohypnol. Okay.
I think it was like a Quaalude used to be back in the day. You know, Quaaludes were like, we kind of missed Quaaludes. With Quaaludes, best description ever. I'd like, what's a Quaalude like? And they'd go, it's just like a six pack. It's literally like you take this and you feel like you drank a six pack 5 minutes later. And I'm like, and none of the carbs, you know, Quaaludes are very low on carbs.
Drugs I'm bummed I missed.
Oh, I don't know how old everyone is, but like we missed out on like the prime sex drugs, like the best time, you know. It was all AIDS and, you know, no means no, you know,
all that bullshit.
The best time ever in our nation's history was pre-AIDS, mid-Coke.
Yeah.
Coke was good for you. Everyone was doing it. There were, you know, Studio 54, Dancing the Night Away. If you talk to anyone in 1979, they didn't think Coke was bad for them. It was like, you don't get fat, you dance all night.
Finally, I could drink forever and stay awake.
Right, and AIDS hadn't been invented.
Yeah, that the period between like 1984, when everyone was like, oh my God, there's AIDS, and then like 2003, when we figured out there's no such thing, mm-hmm. that was a really rough mm-hmm. period.
Yes.
Like right in that juicy area where you thought COVID. A straight guy could get AIDS, where you thought that was a possibility.
Yeah, everyone like could get AIDS. Yeah,
yeah, that was an awful time.
I don't know why we need to extend that to everybody all the time. We kind of did it with COVID. You know, it's like it's killing old people, it's killing fat people, it's killing sick people. I'd like to get laid. Like, I'm in decent shape here. Why are we extending it to everybody?
Yeah.
But it's exactly. It's the scariest, right?
The best thing in the world probably for a dude would have been to be in a band that was popular in the late 60s through the 70s. That mm-hmm. was probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Everyone, frivolous fucking.
You go, dude, that chick's so into you. You go, she's 14. You go, and?
Yep. He goes,
it's
you
the
think?
60s.
Kind of old, bro. You think so? No. Lucky me.
If that were like a 70s band and you're like, dude, she's 14, I'd be like, oh my God, you're right. I got to write a song about this. I'll call it
she
Rambler.
She was only 14.
They literally do write songs in the sense of like.
Statutory.
That girl went on Stern years ago. It may have been the Sweet, Sweet Connie. It may have been her from the American Bear song. Band.
Yeah.
But, One of them went on there and she was like, oh, she said she was basically gangbanged by the Allman Brothers when she was 15. But like not, she wasn't recounting it like, can you believe it? She was like, oh, I was able to get backstage and fucked all of them. And like, it was just like.
The Coward of the County with Kenny Rogers had his sweet girlfriend, Becky. And at some point, the Gatlin Brothers rolled into town and, like, had their way with her. You can look it up. And Kenny Rogers goes, and there were three of them. Like, wow. They celebrated gang rape back then. Yeah.
Those were better times.
What a catchy song. Such a song doesn't sound like that at all, though. Isn't Coward of the County like... Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, don't you? Yeah. And so the guy who was the Coward of the County, once Becky got gang raped by the Gatlin Brothers, he had to seek his revenge, and that's what happened.
I thought he wouldn't be with her no more because she's dirty.
Yeah.
No,
complete girl blame. He goes, why would you let that happen to you?
I interviewed Kenny Rogers.
It would
once.
Be a difficult conversation, though. Like, how soon after would you try to hook up with your girl after she was brutally gang raped?
You're like, so how you feeling tonight?
Yeah,
still a little dirty and destroyed inside. He goes, okay, all right, we'll circle back tomorrow.
I was like, that's cool. I mean, it was Thursday, but whatever.
It's Saturday by my clock. Okay.
Kenny Rogers told me, I said to him, why did you name the gang rapist the Gatlin Brothers? Because there was a very popular country act called the Gatlin Brothers. And
oh,
he's
really?
Like, I know, I toured with them.
And that's
I was like,
why?
I was like, he's like, fuck those guys. And I was like, you named them the Gatlin Brothers. These guys are a popular act. You made them into gang rapists. And he was like, yeah, thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's great.
It is pretty funny.
That's great. He was pissed off at him. Just went, I'll make you famous for being gang rapists.
Was that a crazy faced Kenny Rogers you interviewed?
No, I think it was kind of pre-crazy face, but he had a full beard, so it was hard to pull off. To have a crazy face and a full beard means you really have a crazy face because it's all in the eyes.
What happened with his face?
Well, let's see did he die? Did Kenny Rogers die?
And also,
not long ago.
I can't, you guys, with the camera angle, you're killing me. I didn't want to bring a big thing. Adam Carolla's here. I'm not trying to fucking talk down to you guys in front of Adam Carolla, but I will say it's crazy that the camera angle is what you're doing with it.
It's also pretty crazy that you would embarrass Lewis in front of Adam Carolla.
I don't know why they would
do that. Keep saying your full name.
Him.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
If I ran this place, the camera angles.
This is why Joe Rogan won't have me and Jay back on. Mm-hmm. It's camera angles.
We don't understand camera angles.
Joe accurately understands that I'm not responsible for the camera angles.
Lewis and Dave could both move a few.
What?
Okay. Sorry. Adam and Jay move a few inches to the right, and we can get back on our.
This is embarrassing.
Adam. Damn, this is humiliating.
Thank you.
There.
Embarrassing.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
We have a full building level apartment. We have 15 people who work for us here.
Yeah.
And then you come in and realize none of us even know how to run
seven
the cameras.
Seven studios.
It's a fledgling art form.
That's so much better. Wow. Look at that.
There.
There we go. Crazy.
That camera angle's being used for Lou.
But now, look how close Jay and Adam look. It looks like me and Dave hate each other. Jay, why don't you move away from Adam a little bit?
Then that's a whole thing.
No, dude, they'll make it work. I'm telling you right now. Now it looks a little more normal.
That's perfect.
Yeah, there we go.
Everybody okay now that all of our microphones are swung 90 degrees to the right? The way we intended it when we put this table in?
I am losing my mind.
Yeah, these cameras were set for the bigger table, I think. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I miss that old table.
Yeah, I really do.
A fat girl peed on it. If you were
really
wondering what happened to the old table, I would have just kept it.
Oh, yeah. It's a christening.
She didn't just pee on it, dude.
Yeah, she did.
She squirted shit juice.
No, she didn't. Different girl, and that was on a towel. One girl squirted shit juice, but that was different.
Is there a distinction between shit juice and diarrhea?
No.
Yeah, there is. There is in this regard. Yeah, for sure.
We don't squeeze the shit to get the juice out of it.
No, it came
out of her butt and it was liquid.
I'm going to go ahead and call that diarrhea.
Yeah.
Well, can I give you
but
the facts
But that sounds medical.
First? Let me give you the facts
You call it diarrhea, you got to pay extra.
We had Dr. Drew on last week. Relax.
We said that this girl that came in is, let's call her beyond dumb. And I made a joke that we called Mike Harrington, who works here, the human enema because he can blow water so hard up your asshole that it'll go. And she said, let's do it. Which we thought the joke would be, he's going to blow water and it's not going to go in our ass and it'll be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
She suggests get a straw. So she put a straw on her butt and then he blew water up from his mouth up her butt.
Isn't that a thing that people that do coke do? Don't they get air blown into their asshole?
Air? I thought coke blown in their asshole.
Oh, is it coke? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm old fashioned. I remember felching.
Felching.
Sucking cum out of a butt?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
I thought that was putting a mouse up your butt.
No. That was a Richard Gere move.
Did you have a local guy first who had that rumor? Because ours was local news
Joey
anchor
Gay. Joey Gay.
Our local news anchor Jerry Penicoli, they always said he had a gerbil up his ass. And then when it became Richard Gere, that just went away. They had a much bigger person.
Yeah, we didn't have a local hamster. It was a hamster in the ass. I like when people make it plausible. It's like declawed hamster. Oh, declawed. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
I don't have a death wish.
I had a thought. You know, my kind of thought about that was, you know, Richard Gere, he's banging Cindy Crawford. She's the best looking woman on the planet. Where do you go from there? You bang a Raiderette, you know what I mean? A hot waitress. At an Arby's,
I think a
Raiderette
is the funniest cheerleader you could have made.
I'm just saying,
you're
like,
saying it's like those 70s, like the David Bowie, Iggy Pop. Like I fucked so many chicks.
You got to go hamster.
Like
you go hamster at a certain point. You're done with Cindy Crawford. You're done with like a 26-year-old Cindy Crawford. Hamster's really the only move you can make at that point.
Every handsome celebrity gets a gay rumor eventually. How much would you rather have the gerbil up the ass? Which one would you rather have if they were throwing it at you?
Probably the gay rumor, Jay. Because being gay is not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Being an animal. No. Is what's your problem, dude?
But I wouldn't want the narrative on me to be that I'm gay. But you'd rather have the gerbil
up your ass.
Because you just own it. You'd be like, it's like, yeah, I gave it a try. So what? Like, everyone talks about it. Richard Gere did it. The guy did 55 movies afterwards.
Oh,
didn't seem to slow him down.
No, I think
Pretty Woman? You think it's too good for him, too good for me?
I think gerbils is you could laugh that one off. Gay, you have to kind of explain why you're, you know, 47 and never married and, yes. you know, blah, yeah. blah, blah. You have your assistant, Bart.
No, blah, 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 but you're saying there's a dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, blah, 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 blah.
He seems to love it.
Yeah, so wait, where? Oh, straws, ass. Sorry.
Yeah, he blew. Juice. He blew water from his mouth up her butt. She laid down on her stomach, and when I made her laugh, she giggled.
Here. We have video of it.
Oh, here we go. Oh yeah, we have video of this.
Oh, she's hotter than I remembered.
Peyton Sinclair is very hot.
I think Jay, this is the first.
Yeah, what are you doing, Mike? You're doing it.
It's infuriating.
What? You got in first. You're right.
Good call. Are we going to do this in hour two?
Good call.
Different show. This is the SDR show that you did with me and Ralph.
Oh, so
do we have any lube?
I'll be honest with you.
They got Harrington's hand.
This is so not soda.
Put water in her butt, Mike.
Yeah, this is horrible.
I'm not putting my mouth back on this.
She has aggressive tattoos.
Mike, put the rest of the water in her butt. For the love of God.
She's tattooed like the cover of an angry teenager's Trapper Keeper.
The best part of this is when she farts the water out, Lainey, her PR person, starts explaining, wants her to explain how talented it was.
She has a PR person, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's her personal porno retard.
So, you can see it climbing.
Wait, is this a different table?
Yeah, a different table.
And then, you know, me, I never stop being hilarious.
So you made her laugh.
And, then, I hate her.
Yeah.
I hate her.
Why I don't get it. Couldn't we just break out some paper towels and a little pledge and
right?
salvage this table?
I think Adam's right. You guys need to grow the fuck up.
I mean, there's apartments people were murdered in. They just rent them out the next week. You know,
there's probably apartments that's happened in.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't ever guarantee something.
Every apartment I've ever had. If you're moving in after me, you've had some fucking butt juice everywhere. For yeah. sure.
Yeah, she's fucking savage.
Yeah, absolutely. But we put a towel down. There was no reason to get rid of the table for that. But that wasn't why. You got rid of it way later when we had a lady named Curvy Mary come in, and she said she could shoot ping pong balls out of her pussy.
We said on a Real Ass Podcast that Curvy Mary was...
You did not enjoy her.
No. We said it was she was Bloody Mary's fat friend. She like ruined the fun.
All right, boys, you know, this time of the year it gets super hot out there. I hate when my balls and my dick are all sticky and sweaty and disgusting. Guess what?
Tied up in a knot.
The best underwear in the game make sure that I'm feeling cool and sexy downstairs.
Yeah, and they make sure my wiener doesn't form into a knot with my bean bag. It's pretty exciting. I used to have that problem a lot with regular boxers.
Yeah, they really do make the most comfortable underwear on the planet. Great styles, great fabrics, moisture wicking technology. When you put on a nice pair of underwear, even if you haven't tried Sheath, you know the difference. When you're wearing nice quality underwear,
you know
how nice it feels. Sheath is the best underwear I've ever worn out of all the nice underwear that I've ever worn.
I can't believe how many years of my life I spent not really over just get like cotton. You know, whatever brand.
Yeah, 5 packs for 15 bucks.
It's, yeah, you know, when you're wearing a good pair of underwear, it can change your day. Puts a little pep in your step. Wraps your junk.
I don't wear Sheath for my wife. I wear it for me.
That's right.
I feel sexier in Sheath.
Oh, absolutely. And if you feel sexy, everyone feels sexy around you. And it's a domino effect like that, everybody. For the winter, they've got base layers, hoodies, and gator necks now. They're branching out. Sheath also has
Jay, we're not. I mean, it is August.
Yeah.
Jay just reads whatever's in front of his face.
No, Jay just read what he wears in August.
You can't tell people that when winter comes, they're only going to buy this one time.
God, nah, dude. They're going to rock a gator neck.
You look, I know you're thinking about winter 6 months from now.
I think he's telling you there's going to be great news when winter comes.
No,
you guys, you trying to knock out some Christmas shopping a little on the early side this year? Go on over to sheathunderwear.com.
Am I crazy? Can you not promote something for winter now?
No.
I mean, stores have winter coats already.
Sort of. Nobody's like promoting a big winter sale.
They're probably not in like the front Fine. Displayed in the glass.
Pay a gazillion dollars for your base layers in the winter when the rush is on. Okay, my apologies, everybody. Winter's never coming. Just tell yourself that and shop for only tank tops and dick and ball separating underwear. Okay, fine.
Look, no matter what season it is when you're listening to this podcast, go to sheathunderwear.com.
God forbid you go back through the archives and happen to listen to this in the winter and don't have any information. I wonder if they had base layers, hoodies, or gator necks. And you don't know because we're not even pushing it. Because winter means nothing.
Sheathunderwear.com. Promo code is Skanks for 20% off your entire order. Use that promo code Skanks at sheathunderwear.com. 20% off. All right, where were we?
Is the novel, you guys like the novelty of sexuality? Because I've never been into the novelty part of it. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'm very into shooting it. The ping pong balls or Benoit balls up your ass or any the kind of novelty.
Sex has to be sex. Like I've seen like a live sex show in Amsterdam. There's nothing like hot about sitting in like seats with dudes watching people have sex. There's something very bizarre.
I'm into the novelty of sexuality, but I should say is a different thing completely. Not one to the other. Do you know what I mean? I like to see all like the extreme wacky shit.
You're not when you're into it.
But Jay will watch. You'll watch something like. All right, you'll watch a girl take a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll like jerk off, not necessarily to that, but during that,
around it.
No.
No. Okay.
Why do I lie to you?
You're going to start putting on masks in front of Adam Carolla?
I get Adam Carolla.
For the sake of being complete, I'm not saying it hasn't come across, and I have looked, so I get what you're saying, but no, they're not, they're...
So you're saying your novelty of sex is exclusive from your sex side? Like, you like watching...
You're jerking off to your thoughts with the image of a girl taking a shit in front of you.
No, Dave, not that. I will watch videos of a girl taking a shit...
While I take a shit. Just for inspiration.
There you go. That's not totally wrong.
I was told this was going to be a Christian show, so
we're getting there.
It builds
with the content.
You think Jesus didn't shit?
So you're making a distinction between beating off
distinction
of watching a chick take a shit and beating off at the same time or later or
yeah. If I'm jerking off and it's pornography, it would be pretty much. Cookie cutter pornography.
Cookies. Or at least not. He has to have actual sweets.
There's not cookies.
He only jerks off the sweet treats at all times.
It satiates my diabetes. But yeah, no, if I'm jerking off, it's regular. I mean, like, regular. It could be like, you know, I guess extreme porn, but it's definitely fucking.
I just
porn.
Started watching black men fuck white chicks in porn.
It's the best.
And it's because I'm not black. I'm a Latino, and I'm not white. There's no part of me that could put myself in the fantasy.
That's not how I jerk off. I don't put myself.
But now I've gone similarly to a man putting a gerbil in his ass. I've gone so far down the rabbit hole with porn that I just ended up like recently watching like. You know, cuck shit.
You got to do the home videos.
Gang bang. Double penetration, black porn. That's wild.
You ever see two in the chaunch? That's pretty great.
Mm. Come on.
I don't like the novelty or the danger part of it. I feel like the sexuality part is good enough, you know?
Sure.
But also I'm a guy who likes oatmeal cookies without pieces of cranberry in it. You know what I mean? Like I feel an oatmeal cookie.
Oh, I get
oatmeal
what you're
cookie,
saying. The cranberries
it's
you say good. With the cranberries.
It's kind of a, no, it's not a racial thing. But
the
it
oatmeals
is,
are with the
it's
oatmeal.
A distraction thing. It's like somebody invented a cranberry.
You're a mean potatoes guy.
Yes, they invented an oatmeal cookie. It's not broken. It's good. We don't need two black cocks in my oatmeal cookie. That's the way I'm feeling. Because now... It's gone from sexual to a sort of distraction. Like Jesus Christ.
Well, they are very loud.
Yes.
I agree with you. I don't need the freak show aspect of anything with sex. Like just the kind of weird, like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Are we talking about in masturbation or sex?
That's what I'm talking about.
Or because I with masturbation, it is just a fucking wide variety. Like wherever the wind should take me on any given day.
But it's porn. It's gonna be like just porn.
No,
like
I did this on Real House Podcast today, but I think you will agree with me. I'll do it again. I don't give a shit. I masturbated to and will finish to because I wasn't sure. I saved it because I wasn't sure if I was being a freak or not, and I needed other people's opinion on this. There's a video of it's girls that are like in a basement and they're naked. They're like 21 years old. They're completely naked, and then some guy goes fight, and then they just start smacking the shit out of each other. and they roll around the floor and they fucking get into crazy positions.
All right. You jerk off to that.
Now, if that's cool, let me tell you the next part. I made the video. This is in my basement.
So you guys don't put yourselves in the video.
He said he does.
What?
Historically.
Mentally, psychologically?
Yeah, no, physically. I mean, you can't dive through
where,
the screen.
Is this a live stream? I got to get to this place.
Yeah. I mean, are you the
pretend?
Guy? Are you the guy in the video? There's two. I'm just trying to break this down. Like, so there's two schools, because I've always been interested in this. And this is a little bit old school. But there's a guy who puts himself in the video mentally. And then there's a guy who's just watching sex. You know what I mean? I'm a watching sex guy. I don't put myself in. Now, then question number two. Back when you'd get a VHS or disc or something like that, I mean, rented it or whatever, did you have to go all the way through it to the end to make sure there wasn't something good waiting at the end?
Back in the day, what I would do is I would want to save whatever it was. It was special because there was no internet, right? I had a video for 90 minutes, right?
Having something new, it's almost if you could break it up into segments.
Yes.
You had like
so I would
video.
Be like, I'm going to watch it, and wherever I come, and then we save it, and then we go to the next part, and we keep it going. And then once I've used it a few times, I go back, and then eventually I would literally treat it like a girlfriend, and after like 6 months, I was like, I don't even want it anymore. I'd give it away to a friend.
Stop nagging me.
I'll tell you what I'm trying to work on, because I have had too much time consumed in life, where especially the site that I go to, Lobster Tube, free plug.
Love it.
When you get to the homepage and it gets to the category you want, whenever you click a video just by the thumbnail, it puts it in a new tab. That's how it works on my thing. It puts it in a new. So I'll go through the page and pick like seven videos or whatever.
New tabs.
I got all the tabs, and then I start going to the last tab, and I've done things in my life where I've like. I'm like, oh, I could finish to this right here. And then I was like, that like three away, though, was one that I really wanted to see.
You do the row your boat. Like you play one, and then you go to the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one.
No, not overlapping. No, I get through it. I skip through it all, see if I find the good part of it's worth doing, like you said. And then I'll exit out and go to the next one. But if one's good, I'm like, this will work, I sometimes worry that I'm never going to see backwards those other ones.
Jay jerks
probably
off. Jay jerks off. Like, you remember how Dexter used to be with the blood at a crime scene? Mm-hmm. There's real science involved.
Yeah, I see it all. I put on orchestra music. Like, there's a Boondock Saints guy. He's over here. Raise it. But yeah, I'm trying to get better at that and just like jerk off more functionally I'm really taking myself for a treat.
I've gotten so good at jerking off that like what you're talking about, like I do both. Like, sometimes I'll be from the perspective where it's like, there's got to be me. Like, I got to pretend to be doing it. Then other times I could just be like a fucking dead body above a whole scene watching it and just fucking jerking off onto it. It doesn't matter.
Would you be a dead body or like an angel?
A ghost.
Spirit?
No, dead body.
I don't think the
body. Zombie.
Zombie, yeah, yeah.
You got Marilyn Manson on
it. So let me ask this.
Give me brain.
There's some, you ever notice like there's people you go out to dinner with and they order like it's their last meal. Like, it's got to be perfect. They want to know what's in the salad dressing, everything is very orchestrated and stuff. And then some people don't seem to care. Like, they'll just go, what do you got? Club sandwich. Yeah, all right. And they'll turn back and start talking to you and stuff. I feel like there's a beat off version of this. Like, you guys are beating off like it may be the last time you ever jerk off, because
sometimes
you just got to order the club sandwich and get the fuck on with it, right? Like, just let's go. This is not going to be the last time I touch my own dick.
When I'm single, I jerk off way more. When I'm in a relationship, I realized how little I was jerking off when I had a live-in girlfriend, and now lately I'm just fucking, I'm really just treating myself.
Going back to Pound Town?
I'm just fucking...
Good for you, dude. But I'm on the road a lot. The road is also where you'll jerk off a lot.
Unfortunately, Lewis can't yell at his hand to get him a coffee.
Babe! Babe!
Yeah, no, the road I don't like jerking off that much because I like jerking off specifically with coconut oil, and I never bring my coconut oil on the road with
me. That's weird.
Now they stop you at TSA.
Why not? Think.
When I bring it with me?
Yeah, the coconut oil.
It feels, because I'm not horny when I'm packing to leave, and I feel like a fucking real asshole. I'm like, ooh, I gotta get my oil.
You know, they say,
I'm pack a jar of oil in my bag to beat off to.
Is your dick skin crazy smooth?
Dude, my dick, it smells delightful, and it is smooth.
I lotion my wiener, but I don't coconut oil jerk off.
Can you swish around my coffee so I can get a pina colada going up in there? It's true. Like, you shouldn't pack when you're horny, and you're not supposed to go to the supermarket when you're hungry.
Yes, yeah. It's the same thing,
right? So you're going up. I'm not horny. Well, I'm late.
Like, maybe I'll get laid on the road, right? I'm like, I'm not planning for the failure of being in a room.
Well, no, I will say, my jerking off. I don't jerk off during the day at all, even if I'm bored to shit in a hotel room, on the idea that, like, man, what if something crazy happens tonight? And then I jerked off. So it's like, and then, but I do a lot of
get it up again late night.
No, I can, but I'd rather, you know, maybe show a worthy batch. You know what I mean? I don't want to be blowing, like, little teardrops.
You don't want to insult the princess. Yeah.
Well, Alex confirmed this, and I said, Christine said it too. Women do give a shit. It means something to them, the amount of batch you lay on them. Like, if you have a little tiny one, they feel like they've done something. Like,
well, I said that about Blue Chew specifically. You know, God rest their souls, the former sponsors on the show. But my one downside of Blue Chew, and I swear by it, okay? One downside decreases my load size. Mm. Look at Alex shaking her head. What a hoary natural response. She was like, oh, this poor soul.
What, she loves cum, Lewis. You love things too.
Do we have, is this empirical evidence? Like, do you get off into like a graduated cylinder, or is it just a visual thing? Like, if you weighed it, how many cc's are we talking about?
How much you fucking, you got a nice thick load.
But that also changes too. Could be soupy, could be thick. I will, not to go back, but
ew.
For novelty, like sex novelty stuff, also where I've fallen into that big is I finally started using Reddit because I found a good use. If you type in any deplorable thing in the world, there's a community of it with videos of that thing. So that's where I will look, like girls shitting public. Disabled nudes is a pretty wacky one. It's all over the, it's pretty wild.
Disabled nudes.
Huge cock shemales.
Oh boy.
That's a big, huge cock shemales.
Can we get a couple more guys in here to talk about beating off? Because I feel like we're kind of limited with just four cock and balls in here.
Bobby, how do you feel about
stories about jacking off?
This isn't a jacking off story, though. This is purely smoking a cigarette, sometimes outside, sitting down, just looking at these wacky things. But that's, again, it's the novelty of it.
I don't know, but I feel novelty. I feel that sexually, you tell me, like when I see a commercial for Pizza Hut and they're like, we put cheese and pepperoni in the crust. And I'm like, or just make good pizza. Just give me a good slice, like straight ahead, New York style. It's not broken. Let's not try to fix it. Like the he's with the she's and the tits and the dicks. To me, that's just the cheese in the crust of the pizza. Like, it's too much. You're
well, that's a good way to put it. I love the commercial for, I'm like, pepperoni and cheese in the crust. And you go, I'm not going to like that in real life.
That's a different Reddit, by the way. Cheese and crust in your girl's pussy.
No.
I swear to God, you can find it right on Reddit.
Don't you dare.
You can. I kind of need the bells and whistles. And then sometimes what even becomes even more freaky, you want some freaky shit? Sometimes, dude.
Oh, God.
I'll just go.
Oh, Lord. What do you got to say?
Hold on. No, don't stop me. I got this one.
You want to take this bitch up a level?
All right. So those two chicks are fighting in the basement, right? I yell out, lose or die. Now, it's on Reddit.
I got to come
through. So maybe your pleasure centers are burnt out.
Now, sometimes I will simply jerk off to a hot girl's tits. Sometimes.
That, as you like know?
I don't reset. Throw the word hero around that often, but my God,
no, what I'm saying, that's
beautiful.
Like, that's,
well, you know, it's
that's almost a nut. Like, I've gone so depraved sometimes that I come right back around and I end up with just like a pretty girl with her tits out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, dude,
that's
fucking perfect.
Your fucking like jerk off juice cleanse.
Yeah.
Well, there's something too, also doing the SDR show, like when we have the porn stars on and you see, it was just like smoking weed out front before the show or after the show, like you see like the human side of them so much. You know what I mean? Just like a person waiting for their ride and whatever, and just be, and then you go back and see like that gangbang. You're like, damn, dude, I can't believe that's like the same person. No,
nope.
That does that.
You know who was picking her up? It wasn't her dad.
No,
that's for sure.
No, that's the sad part when you find out too much about him. Oh, you know, you can't talk.
It's true. We were laughing at Carter Cruz, who was a DJ on the Burt tour, used to be a porn star, and on Father's Day while she was DJing, like in between. Or before the show started and the whole crowd was there. She was like, everybody, let's take a moment here and call your fathers on Father's Day. She goes, I'm going to call my dad right now on FaceTime. And she did, just called him blindly on FaceTime. I'm like, it was so funny. The answer, I goes, what now? What are you doing now?
You
on
what,
crack?
Are you in jail?
Yeah.
You need money again, Carter?
Let me guess, you're pregnant with quintuplets from five different guys?
You broke my heart.
Yeah. She goes, no, daddy, if I'm in front of 10,000 people, happy Father's Day. He's like, oh, thanks. Trying to suck and fuck your way through that audience, could you?
Happy Father's Day, daddy.
I said, well, community, you always answer the phone. He goes, ah, shit, what? Please, you can't break, you're killing your mother. No, daddy, it's Father's Day. He goes, oh, I forgot I had a daughter.
Oh.
You couldn't break my heart any further.
Oh, is it a happy Father's Day?
That is just the one thing as a dad. If you're, and like, I know a few porn stars. They're cool chicks. I got no problem with them, you know? But if your daughter does porn, God damn it, dude. You failed. I will say you failed. And that sounds like an old school fucking not sex positive thing to say. If your daughter does porn, you failed. Oh, if your son does porn, 50-50 shot, you failed.
If your son does porn, that means you probably got a big dick too, you big motherfucker.
Well, but old porn, now, so you have to decide, like, old porn versus new porn. Because think about old porn, like, from the 70s, there's a bunch of New York bohemian acting, a bunch of acting students and stuff. There were a lot of Jewish guys and, you know,
a lot of Jewish
plain
guys,
dick guys.
It was like, yeah, there was like a Jew fro with a big fat cock.
Plenty of Jewish guys. Yeah.
And they were like doing it artistically, like, and they knew what, there was no internet, no videotape. Like, it wasn't going to pop up. Like, right. Their families in Plentywood, Montana. What are they going to do? See this New York porn that these guys shot? You know, they knew it could show up in a theater. Stuff was kind of celebrated, like Deep Throat and stuff. It's mainstream. It's considered like
door.
Bohemian art, like New York 70s art. And so there was that kind of porn.
Or then cut to the girl shitting on our table.
Right. Then there's that. But now, so that was porn, like, my parents will never see this because there's no Pussycat Theater in Plentywood, Montana, or wherever they were from. And then later, now it's kind of ubiquitous porn. It's just like porn's everywhere. Everyone's done it. Every Kim Kardashian has a tape. Yeah. Like, now it's just kind of everywhere. So now it's kind of like, can we judge? Because Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian and whomever has a porn tape.
Were living, when I talked to like the...
If you're fucking on camera for money...
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I'm telling you, when I talked to like Christy Canyon and Ginger Lynn,
I went to high school with Christy Canyon.
Did you really?
No, but what I want to say is, like, I would have said that about a nose piercing 10 years ago or a chick with a tattoo on her thigh. Like, if you got a hoop in your nose and you got a dragon on your thigh, then that's, you know, it's like, but society, mores change, so we judge differently.
I get that, because I would, like, if someone, when I was a kid, like, if someone had like a fucking neck tattoo, That'd be an obvious, like, okay, you had a fucked up childhood.
Right,
but now I would, it's more like, yeah, that's what they're all doing now.
Sure.
Right? So, like, that's not so weird. But there still is something about, like, if your daughter is fucking on camera, you fucked up somewhere.
I agree.
I think so.
Yeah. I agree.
And by the way, I think everyone's, you know, makes their own, I'm not talking about making your own homemade porno, and I'm not even talking about a chick doing OnlyFans and showing her tits and fucking, like, I get that it's like, you could also be sex positive and body positive. There is a line, and I think that line is getting fucked on camera for money. And that's the line where I go, like, that's like, it's, you make that jump, and it's a real distinction.
Well, posing nude versus doing something sexual. I don't know about fucking, but I mean, again, like, finding out your daughter's in Playboy is easier than finding out she just has one video of her dildoing herself.
Yeah.
Out there.
What about, you know, like fighting in a basement for free?
I hope she's a good fighter. Yeah. Yes. I hope she remembers that right hooker old man taught her.
The dad's in her corner.
Yeah, he goes, come on, baby.
Bring the jab back to your chin.
You're getting killed out there.
She's like, what? I see three of them.
Hit the one in the middle. Suck the one in the middle. All right. Cut me. Never mind. I'll cut myself. Oh, the pain. The release, the sweet release.
I just want to do porn stars doing Rocky speeches during the porn.
If I could change.
That's not how it is done.
Hey, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here.
Oh, I love this sponsor.
I know you do, because they're for dudes and what is that? The full moon?
Oh.
Hey, boys.
Oh, God. It's the rockauto.com werewolf.
Hey, everyone loves me.
Oh, man. The werewolf. This werewolf really hasn't caught legs. But I'm telling you that rockauto.com has the moon went away. Rockauto.com has the auto parts you need in
what's
stock.
Going on?
What, and reliably.
Why,
it's okay, Louis.
Why am I covered in blood? Why are my clothes all torn up?
It's listen. It's no big deal. You turn into a werewolf. You didn't really do anything. The blood's just from a hangnail you had. It's bleeding like a sieve for some reason. Listen, if you got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value.
Oh, yeah.
And the car market is hot, which is why now it's time to keep your car well maintained.
Moon's back out.
Oh, God. There's that moon.
And the car market's hot, boys.
Hey, werewolf, we got to chat for a second. Rock Auto's done some focus group testing.
Yeah.
You're not really going over very well.
What are you talking about? People love me.
The 18 to 35 market is really just not feeling this.
No, people
it's,
love
don't
it.
Take it personally. They didn't grow up on werewolves.
Yeah, it's not their thing. It's more of a vampire culture, if you know what I'm saying. And I
hey
think
man,
you do, wink, wink.
There's only one way to kill the Rock Auto werewolf, and I don't see no silver bullets.
Oh, so what are you talking about?
Let's keep on going with this ad.
Look at this. I got myself a silver car part from rockauto.com. I'll see what happens if I put this right here through Luke's chest.
Jay, why? Why?
I'm setting you free. I'm setting you free.
Oh, my God. You stabbed him with a silver muffler right in the chest.
Can't think of good car parts. Oh, hang on, I'm gonna step loose with this silver door. Car door.
Oh my God. He's got him by the neck in his steering wheel.
He put his silver steering wheel right through his chest.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for releasing me.
We set you free.
We liberated you.
Let your soul go. And now I'm going to hop on eBay and try to sell this used silver door
covered in werewolf blood,
covered in werewolf blood and some scrapings from an amulet. Listen, if you're looking for auto parts, Rock Auto is your place to go. Let them
don't
know
go to eBay and buy a bloody door from Jay. Go to rockauto.com.
I'm not going to lie. There's going to be questions if you buy from me. I'd say go to rockauto.com myself. One more time. It's rockauto.com. No promo code needed. The prices are already that good. You get all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. And then as we fade out, Lewis's fingers start to move. Did he die? To be continued.
Yeah, if your daughter's stripping or something, it's...
Stripper, I'm not going to say complete failure. She could have failed.
Complete failure.
I'm saying if she's doing porn, you're a complete failure.
All right, well, let me ask you guys a hypothetical stripper question. All right. Oh, and I have another sexual question that's in my book, actually. But I think you guys are uniquely qualified to ask this or answer this. All right. As far as a stripper, would you rather your daughter worked at the strip club or she didn't work at the strip club, but she was on the billboard that's on the side of the freeway that everyone she went to high
just
school with? And yeah, just the advertisement. Friends of yours from the mill and stuff would have to pass.
I'd probably prefer worked there.
Really?
I don't know. There's some. No, I guess not.
We're a billboard, there, like, being billboard's a stripper, not going to be nude.
It's a good hypothetical.
It's an excellent
anytime
hypothetical.
Anytime we can get you toggle back and
it,
forth.
And then I immediately regretted
that's
the answer.
A good hypothetical.
Yeah,
I
that's
say
a
billboard.
Very good hypothetical.
I say billboard.
Billboard, yeah, rather billboard. As bad as that looks, at least
billboard,
she's not doing it.
But the people on the freeway who you work with or they went to high school with her don't know she doesn't work.
But it's,
it's so crazy. Yeah, she looks like my daughter. It's not her, though.
But it's a provable explanation, though, too.
But you're not going to be able to talk to everyone. You're just going to pass. You're going to see people in the supermarket.
What people think versus what I think is, you know, like I will know that my daughter is grinding her ass on these dudes' cocks.
Yeah, billboard's
for money
better
versus some people thinking that, which you know sucks.
All right,
those same people could walk in there and actually have her grind on their dick. Yeah. So I'd rather them just see her in a bikini.
I'd be protected. Do you have any kids, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what you think? All right.
Now, either way, I'm going to kill my wife and move to the woods. But
yeah,
I prefer a billboard.
Well, okay. Now another hypothetical, and I got another one after this, which is what you think. Because people do that thing where they go, "I don't care what people think." We all care what people think.
Sure.
I don't know. I would rather.
I care what people think less than what I care what I think.
I know, but there's a number. Like my feeling is like I wouldn't want my daughter working at a strip club, but I wouldn't want 2 million people thinking she worked at the strip club who are in my community.
That'd be rough.
But the hypothetical, and you can use this one on chicks, because it doesn't work on guys, but it works on women. I don't know if
Alex
we have it here.
There, yeah.
All right. The woman hypothetical is, y'all know the creepy guy at the workplace. All women work with a creepy guy. You guys may be one of them. I don't know. Yeah. But
Lewis is all of them.
There's the creepy guy. But traditionally, when you worked in a traditional workplace, there's the cute receptionist, and there would always be the creepy guy who was, you know, working on the fixing the computer or something like that. And the hypothetical for women, which will split the room in half, is, do you fuck the creepy guy? The creepy guy gets to fuck you one time. When he's done, he doesn't even remember. Nobody knows but you. You're the only person that knows.
Well, don't ask Alex. She fucked the creepy guy and everyone knows.
The creepy guy. Or
she's with him.
You don't fuck the guy and everyone at work thinks you did and there's no way you can talk him out
Alex,
of it.
Alex, you got to chime in on this one. Because I think if you're being honest, most chicks would take fucking the guy one time and nobody knows.
Their first answer is that. No, their first answer is, I don't care. I would know, blah, blah, blah. And then I go, what about the Christmas party? And they go, ah, fuck. Well, can I drink? When they start asking if they can drink, that means...
Well, is the creepy guy physically attractive? Because being creepy...
No, you're just a creepy guy. Whoever the creepy guy is in the office. You just... We can't break him down. Women know who they are.
I just looked over and saw Alex, and she's literally struggling internally.
That's a good...
thinking about it, and really...
Then that's a... That's what you want in a hypothetical. Yeah. Flip and a flop.
I saw her look at both the angel and devil on her shoulder before.
Well, can she answer? I've no idea. I can't see her.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's almost like making me realize how much I do care what other people think of me.
Really?
I guess, because I feel like I would maybe...
We all know what you do with Mike Harris.
I feel like you would dress better.
Fucking hippie.
I don't know. My instinct is that I would fuck the guy, but nobody would know about it, rather than everybody thinking that
That's an honest woman. Yeah. All right.
I think, just fucking... But if the guy's physically repulsive, it becomes a different question as well, because I think you could be like, all right, I'll stomach fucking this creepy guy. Even though he may be a creep, maybe he can still get off. You know? Who knows?
Well,
There's a chance he fucks great.
Yeah. No, you guys are muddying the waters here. It has to be the least attractive guy.
He's ugly and he sucks at fucking.
No, to them.
Okay.
Like, to them, maybe we think he's not bad looking, but women always have the, ugh, that guy freaks me out or whatever. It has to be that guy in the workplace.
Yeah, but you know, you could really get those girls to change their minds if you just put your time in, boys.
Well, look, you kidnap them and make them fight in a basement for their lives.
Maybe it could be win-win. All right, now hypothetical for you guys, sexually.
So in the office?
No.
Chick, you're gross.
Different
question.
Gears.
Different question.
This is a different question. The guy would just fuck
her. This is not even a tough question.
I'll fuck her. I'll tell everyone. I fucked that creepy bitch. It was great.
Yeah.
The girl who lurks around.
Smell my fingers. Oh, look at her. She's this.
At the Christmas party. Yeah.
Because she's gross. And she sucks in bed. Yeah. It was all just awful.
The girl has birthday parties for her cats?
Yeah. Hey, Bonita, you suck. Yuck.
All right. This is in the book, my latest book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. This is in it. Would you rather fuck 1-8, whatever that means to you, 10 being the hottest, 1-8, or you can do a threesome. You can get two chicks in, but the combined score can be a 10, but it can't be higher.
So two fives or an eight?
1-8.
Yeah, well, you could do an 8 and a 2, but the 2 might be a distraction at that point, and you have to show her some love.
Okay, that's a good
you can
point.
Break it down any way.
Because a 2 brings the 8 down so
much. You could do a 7 and a 3.
The Guys We Fuck podcast?
You're probably... Yeah. That's a whole different... By the way, a whole different... that was excellent. It took me a second.
Thanks, boys.
There's the whole... A whole different, separate, really interesting question off of that is just on a threesome with a total of 10, what do you pick?
Yeah, that's a real question. Well, like, what do you question?
I think you're going to end up with a 6 and a 4, to be honest. Yeah. I think it's going to be right down to like...
Would you like to do a 6 and a 4 versus 1?
That's a great question.
1-8?
And that 8 was easy answer.
8 easy?
Yeah.
Everyone? So the 1-8 versus breaking down the 10.
I'd go 1-8.
All right.
If I get 12 points, I'll
let me raise it to 11. I'll raise it to 11. I can't go. Yeah.
Give me 12.
Yeah, you got to answer.
It's all hypothetical. There's no rules here.
Let me check with my manager. I'll be back.
A 10 and a 1? I think there also comes into play here. You're assuming in this threesome that you're giving equal attention to both. You have to.
Yeah,
well, they're both there.
You have to. They're there.
Well, you're going to please these women, Jay. We're going to leave one of them out.
7 and a 3.
Oof. Yikes. Well, no, we're giving you 11 points now, right?
I'm giving you another point. Give me 11.
It does change. Every point that you add does change the game slightly.
Yes.
12 points. I'm taking the 12 points.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think I'd break down 2 sixes. Yeah.
Would you go 2 sixes?
Yeah. 2 sixes, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wouldn't you want a 7 and a 5 just to kind of distract?
No, that 5. Look, that's the number right there. 5. She's half the hotness of a hot girl. Yeah. I don't like it, dude. I think 2 sixes.
2 and 4.
Respectable. 8 and 4.
Maybe.
Ew.
Or you just, but at that point, I would just do the 1-8.
But how about?
You're right. If you're making, see, that's what I'm saying. If you're doing the 1-8,
this is that great of a question until we started.
This is the most really brilliant question.
Well, here's the thing with having 1, you could have 1-8. But then the thing is, if you're going to stop at 8 on the threesome, because you don't want one of them to be worse than an 8, you know what I mean? Like, one of them would have to be better. So you got to start right at 9. Like, you have to be fucking one better than the 8.
What do you mean?
To make the other one.
No, because I think two sixes is better than 1-8.
How about the insane novelty?
That's fucking poetic.
How about the insane novelty of a 10 and a 1? Just to say you're there. You know what I mean?
I think I'm more likely to do that than a fucking 7-4.
But if you're being true to, like, you know, the scoring system of, like, one, you know, you have to, I guess 0 you could add in there, but 1 has got to be god awful. Like, yeah, 1 has got to be
the ugliest.
Repulsive.
It's the ugliest it gets.
Yeah, like,
that's ridiculous.
So the idea of even
that's
like
crazy, being, dude.
All zeros kill
so
themselves.
I'm sorry, but like having sex with a 9 and a 1 is so much worse to me than having sex.
But
with
how
an
about
8.
You're having sex with the 1 and you're kind of looking at the 9?
As I can't.
I'm also imagining that a 1 is repulsively fat. I don't know why. Like, in my mind, she is.
If she's not fat, Lewis, she has to be so ugly.
I wish
stepped on a landmine.
I've had my fair.
I mean, if she's a 1 with a great body, that face
that's
has
not
to
one,
literally.
Then. That's not 1.
No, that face has to be so hideous. It has to be a tooth just coming out
like
of the
that,
center of the
I'm
face.
I'm going to tell you,
Ralph Sutton. What are you bringing up to Ralph for?
All right, so I'm going to say. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to say the 8, and I'll say just the single 8.
Let's just go around the table.
Yep.
Let's break it down. I'll give you 11 on the threesome side versus an 8 straightaway 8.
I'm going to do straightaway 8. Final answer. Reason is I've had a fair share of threesomes, and I will say not being into one person of it becomes burdensome.
What if I said we could go to 12?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you trying to sell me this car? All right. Go to 12.
We go to 12, it changes the game.
But now you're
well,
7
it changes
and a 5.
For you, seven, but we have to see if it changes
7 and a 5.
For Jay.
Yeah, I do a 7 and a 5.
So 12 would change the game. 11 is where he stopped.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah,
I think I'm still going 8, even at 12. Because what are we talking? A 7 and a 5.
But the difference between a 6 5. And an 8, there's not that far. You get 2 of them, Dave. Just squint.
I mean, 2. Yeah, Jesus, this is getting really tough. At 12, it gets really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gut check time. It's cunt check
time. I'm trying to remember what I got into this game for.
It's an interesting hypothetical.
Bobby, what do you say? Bobby Hutch in the booth.
I'm going to go with the 8 and a 4.
8 and a 4.
8 and a 4.
4.
A 4. I'm trying to think of who would afford. Can we assign women to each number
I think it's
that
important.
We know specifically in the world?
It is important.
Yeah.
We're going to hurt... like 7 girls' feelings really bad right
well,
now.
Why don't we make some celebrities?
Yeah, they're right. Like Rhea Perlman. So, you know, someone like that. Is she a 3?
What's a 1?
The 1.
Who's a 1?
Like, Rhea Perlman now or during
Cheers?
Who is
Cheers? The ugliest?
Now she's a 1.
Who's a notoriously ugly woman?
Janet Reno was notoriously unattractive.
All right, pull up Janet Reno. Was she a
rough.
1, though?
Yes.
She was a man.
I wouldn't say it to her face.
What? Oh, no, what's her name? The fucking Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Okay.
She's fucking repulsive.
That could be a 1.
She is unpleasant looking.
You could debate her versus Janet Reno. It depends on what you're into.
All right, well, we'll get a baseline going.
Dude, Honey Boo-Boo's mom.
Honey Boo-Boo's mom and Janet Reno. That's a baseline. That's
see,
a one.
Picture. Can we see, please?
To be honest, to me...
She looks good there, by the way. Dude, Janet Reno's rough. She looks like Bob Backlund.
You know, she really does. She really does. You know,
that's
when
reference.
Will Ferrell played her, it looks like it's crazy.
He might be better looking than her.
All right, all right. So,
dude, that was, by the way, such a mean impression. It's hilarious.
We'll establish her as a 1.
Okay.
And then maybe like a Gisele Bündchen or something, or I don't know, who do we, Giselle. Who do Halle Berry, like I don't know who's the
young Selma Hayek.
These are old bitches right now.
All right, fine, well, fine. Young oh, bitches but, all right, out there. But yeah. It's hypothetical. We can go in their prime.
Cheryl Teague.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Suzanne Plachet.
A young Susan Lucci.
No, but I think we can go like Raquel Welch circa 1969, sure. Right? I
mean, a young Jane Fonda?
Yeah. Who's considered the hottest woman alive right now, right? Didn't they just come out with a new thing with some Instagram bitch?
It's probably a trans or something.
Oh,
they,
God,
they really
yeah.
will do
hottest
that.
Woman ever.
Elon Musk's grandmother. Jesus Christ, you're right. All right, now, but the five is a tougher one to establish.
Yeah.
You know, yes. the mid-range.
Mid-range.
Could we... What
Juliet
if we
Lewis
took,
a five?
No, she's a little more than a five, I think. What if we
current Juliet Lewis?
Guys, if we're just
skanky now,
just as like a baseline starting point, at least for me, I don't know if you guys agree with this, but I think that hooking up with a 10 and a 1, like that threesome, is for me substantially worse than just going home alone. Like the idea, the one being there at all is just Janet
worse
Reno,
than going home
assuming,
alone.
Janet Reno is like the idea of her even being there.
Yeah,
like
but the
a
opportunity
nightmare.
To be with a certified 10.
It's just it,
and to be in a threesome with a certified 10. You know, soon something freaky
it's
with an
so
actual
outweighed,
10.
It's so outweighed to me by the nightmare.
Well, we're all playing that you have
there.
To give some sort of equal attention to both.
Yes, there, that's it. I don't know. Just the idea of being with a bona fide certified 10.
If I'm being completely honest, I've been with some pretty hot chicks. In my day, just to have to deal with Honey Boo Boo's mom, it's not.
I'll have nightmares.
Well, I'm thinking of every hot girl that I've ever been with, and if Honey Boo Boo's mom was in the corner, just fucking, oh my God, it would change
well,
the experience.
Save a little for me, won't you?
This is why you get to break it up any way you like. I'm not here to tell you how to break it down.
Honey Boo Boo's mom has a stopwatch. She goes, "That was 8 minutes with her. You owe me 8 minutes."
There she is. Look.
It's like three, two, one. All right, give me a break. I have to go crap.
We got to establish a five. Come on,
people.
Yeah, we
got to establish a five.
You guys are all playing grab top. Ass over here. We got a job to do. I came here to work. You guys are fucking around, smoking your spleef, drinking your booze. I'm fucking trying to set a scale here, man. Because this future generations will use, when this comes up,
right.
They're going to use our scale.
Guys, this is going to take forever. We do need, in my opinion, in order for this to work, we need to genuinely establish a 1 through 10 and a person for every number, because then we can decide who the threesome would be. And we need to visualize it, so we have to move a little faster.
Okay. All right. I think a current Juliette Lewis, you're saying it's more of a current Juliet. I get you.
I'd say four. Current Juliette Lewis is a four. She's very trashy looking now in that TV show.
I think it's a five.
Okay. I was thinking more like, you think of like someone like Adele on the way down, but not down weight wise. Like maybe Adele at her heaviest is the five.
No, she'd be like at her heaviest, like a three.
Okay, so then what about Adele after she lost the first 25?
Lizzo
is
a two. Lizzo two.
All right,
because she's cute, but
she's
massive.
I'll give her a three. How about we'll give Lizzo the number three spot?
All right,
you're in a good mood.
Okay, you know,
feeling generous,
I'm trying to be inclusive.
All right.
Juliette Lewis, number four. Let's do four. Current Juliette Lewis. And you guys got to pull up pictures of each of them because we have to visualize them. You think a five?
Oh,
that's her done up.
Yeah. Okay, Juliette. No, that's a good. That's
five.
Current
Juliette
four?
Lewis.
Yeah, no, I was thinking Julie Louis Dreyfus, who we could slot into.
Oh, she was
into,
so
like,
hot back
we
in
could
the day.
Slot into the seven.
These are
we could give her. We could make this whole scale her. Just
her life.
It's in her life. It's Seinfeld. To,
current Juliette Lewis is four.
All right.
Current Juliette Lewis. Okay, we'll get up into
young Juliette Lewis is six.
Mm.
Stop it.
How about a curveball? We have Justin Bieber at six. Like a dude who's kind of like a chick be a fun story to say I did a threesome with a four and Justin Bieber.
That's pretty good.
That'd be a good story.
Pre-facial paralysis.
Did you spend any time on Justin Bieber? He goes, well, that was the deal.
Well, equal time. Yeah.
Better than Janet Reno.
I mean, I would rather have a threesome with Justin Bieber and an eight than Honey Boo Boo's mom and an eight, for sure.
All right, but we still need to fill the roster.
Fine,
out.
You're right. All right, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank BlackBuffalo.com for supporting today's show. BlackBuffalo.com.
Thank you, BlackBuffalo.com, for supporting today's show.
Great company.
Thank you, Black Buffalo.
If you're over 21 years old and you chew or dip tobacco, pouches or long cut, you have to try this tobacco alternative, blackbuffalo.com. It's everything that you love about dipping, including pharmaceutical grade nicotine. What?
Thank blackbuffalo.com for supporting today's show, would you?
I was the one who said that. And I guess I didn't thank them. You're right.
Yeah. Replay what you said in your head, Lewis. You never thanked them.
Go through it.
Thank you, blackbuffalo.com.
You said let's, and then you didn't.
That's true. I did move right on with my soulless ad read without a genuine heartfelt thank you.
You shut your mouth, everyone. It's amazing. It's dip made from edible green leaves and food-grade ingredients. Same flavors, texture, aroma, pack, and nicotine as traditional tobacco products. There's no compromise you have to make here. And they sell their products at blackbuffalo.com. It's available in long cut and pouches, as Lewis said. If you're looking to ditch nicotine and tobacco, you can also get their nicotine-free options called
Zero. And they also have great flavors, Jay. You can't forget to mention that they have wintergreen, mint, straight peach, and even blood orange.
Peach is my jam on anything.
Blood orange.
Except jam. Nice, you don't brunch. Like peach jam.
You don't?
You don't.
I don't?
You don't like peach jam, ironically.
It is my one thing. It is my one thing. Peach has fucked me over before. Just know that. Listen, it's 2022. If you're still dipping traditional tobacco or those white little portion things, if you're 21 and over, it's time to get with Black Buffalo. Everything you love about dipping, just no tobacco, leaf, or stem. Go to blackbuffalo.com, use the promo code SKANKS, and you're going to get 25% off your first order. That's the best offer you're going to find, but you have to use the code SKANKS for 25% off the order. One last time, promo code SKANKS for 25% off over at blackbuffalo.com. Thank you, blackbuffalo.com, for sponsoring today's show. Thank My friend you, Lewis Black wanted Buffalo. Me to tell you that.
You know what? I'm not going to thank him. We'll see. We'll see how this week goes.
Yeah, you don't like to show your whole hand out of the gates. I like that. Lewis plays it close to the hip. Black Buffalo, earn it. Yeah. All right, where were we?
Balls in your court, blackbuffalo.com.
You know where I stand.
All right. Where are we at so far? We got 10.
Current Juliet Lewis. We're only up to number 4.
Where are we? How anyone have feelings about Little Kim?
Ooh, that's
Little Kim in her
day, like, back in the day was one of my favorites.
Kind
of
hot, but had a lot of work done.
Oh, like original 90s Little Kim. I don't know.
Notorious K.I.M. Little Kim. Where is she? Bring that one up.
Okay, that's when she came back.
With the No. That's right before she kind of fell off. That's the blonde hair, the great body.
That was her at her best.
Yes.
All right, where do we have Jennifer Aniston? Could we call her an 8 at this point?
Have you not
right
watched
now?
Television in 20 years?
Current. Yeah, I know.
She's not currently.
She doesn't look that good now.
8? No, not 8 now? 7? No,
she was hot.
She was hot in really Friends
she's
days.
Good. She's still
pretty.
Just pull up a list of top like 30 female celebrities. We can get these banged out real quick.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't have to be fucking just off the top of our head. Just any list of celebrities.
Now, listen, we're general managers here, and I want to go to the playoffs. What do we? I want to really think this.
Where are you guys with Lady Bird Johnson? Maybe I'm dating myself.
I was going to say, what's the one that played against John McEnroe?
Billie Jean King. Yeah.
That's a rough-looking lady.
Yeah, she could be in the hold down the
is
two
this
slot.
Not the most beautiful. I mean, these are all going to be 10s, you retards.
Well, they don't have a 1 through 10, do
Ooh.
They?
Ooh. Mm. What's a current Rebel Wilson? She lost the weight, but you know it's still bad.
Stop with the people who lost weight. Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
It's just too many factors added in with the
Well, you already
skin.
Said a you said Honey Booba's
we already
mom.
Have the 1 and 2, dude.
Honey Booba's mom looks different now, dude. She lost a bunch of weight at one point.
We're talking about hurt or worse.
Okay.
I say like 7, like Nikki Glaser is a 7.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Done.
All right. That's good. Do we have our 10 slot? How about like Ariana Grande? Could she
sure,
be a
Ariana
9?
Grande.
Not 10, 9? All right,
because she's a little childish. We'll give her 9.
We'll give her 9.
Ariana Grande is a true 9.
Okay.
She's pretty hot, though.
Yeah.
A bit more of a woman's body for mm-hmm. a 10.
Yeah.
How is Halsey a 10?
I don't even know who Halsey is.
But she does have her titty out on her album cover, which is pretty great.
I'd say Megan Fox is like a...
Well, we just want to give her
the
10.
She's a good standard set.
You could say her like in her prime...
I think Ariana Grande is hotter than Megan Fox.
Really? No. Yeah.
At her best?
And then
Megan
the different
Fox?
It can't be Megan Fox is the same distance from Nikki Glaser as she is from Ariana Grande. That's crazy.
Well, this is why
we're getting fucked up here.
That's why we have to work it out, gentlemen. There's a lot of guys waiting on this news.
Megan Fox is pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's like
I mean, she. I'll give her the 9 slot. Fuck Ariana Grande. We'll give Megan Fox a 9 slot. We're not making any progress.
These girls are about to bump Nikki down.
Make Ariana Grande this.
Nikki's
eight,
a 6, gotta, dude. Nikki's a 6.
And then 8 is.
We don't have an 8.
8 should be Ariana Grande.
No way, dude. You think Ariana Grande is an 8? She's also a 9 or a 10. These are all 10s.
Okay. All right, if we can't agree, then forget her. Megan Fox gets the 9.
Yeah.
Who's
the most beautiful woman in the world? Like, well, who's widely regarded? Oh, what's her name? Fucking the Jew bro who plays Wonder Woman.
Oh,
Gal Gadot.
All right, put her 10. Put her 10.
What does she look like? I can't picture.
Come on, dude. You're going to love her, dude.
She's hot, but I mean.
Why has it got to be Jew bro?
Because that's what she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's well, number one.
She's Wonder ridiculous. Woman. She's like aesthetically speaking, probably, even if you're not into her, she's wildly beautiful.
Yeah. All right. All right, we'll put her 1.
You picked the worst photo ever.
Yeah, she's a 10. She's 10.
All right. She's a 10, Jay. What do you mean?
It wouldn't be my 10 choice.
But we have to calibrate, gentlemen. We're not here to speculate. We're here to calibrate. I didn't fucking show up. I didn't drive halfway across town so you guys could hem and haw over what an actual 10
was. We're going to have to throw a black and Hispanic broad in here.
We have Lizzo, dude.
Oh, right. That covers all of it.
That's like 3 black
chicks. All right, Rosie O'Donnell now at 5.
At 5?
Yeah, dude.
That's not a 5.
Let's see Rosie O'Donnell now.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Gray hair?
No, shit, Rosie man. Perez. That's what I mean.
Oh, that's Rosie Perez.
That right. makes a huge difference.
Yes. Yeah.
You said Rosie O'Donnell.
I'll throw Rosie
now.
O'Donnell at 2.
If you need a 2, she'll work. Perez will do for 5.
Rosie O'Donnell is actually...
Rosie Perez now, dude.
Sure. 5 now.
All right.
Rosie Perez now.
Okay, because Rosie O'Donnell is actually a really good 2 because what we were looking at in 1s... is mm-hmm. like substantially worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I bet what we were looking at 3s is better. What was 3 again?
We need a 7 and 8 and then we're done.
What was 3?
3 was Lizzo.
Okay.
All right. We need a 7 and 8 and this list is completely done.
I still have Glazer number 6.
Nikki Glazer number 6. Megan Fox number 9. There's a lot of space with 7 and 8 there.
How about Cox from Friends? What's it? Courtney Cox.
These are older, but they look good looking.
She kept it together.
She had a weird work done.
No, you need relevant younger people. Now, who's hot chicks today? Now we're in the hotter categories here.
I brought up Halsey. You don't know who the fuck she was. Pull me a picture of Halsey.
Halsey's hot.
I think we got a solid 8 slot there if we're looking for one.
Courtney Cox in Friends days.
Sure.
Might be someone to fit into that.
But I'll tell you this.
8 slot.
He might not be wrong about Halsey.
Courtney Cox, Friend days, 8 for sure. And the other, the tall bird bitch, I'll give her the 7.
Kudrow?
Oh, there you go. We're taking it out with friends.
Take a peek.
90s Kudrow, 90s Cox. Take a peek. 7 and 8 right there.
Take a peek at Halsey real quick.
Before you start taking
the cheap way out of this, Lewis.
Okay. I like this. Let's get it all from one show.
Oh, that's not the Halsey I'm picturing. You're thinking of Halsey and Oates.
I like when she has
hair.
There
she is. Yeah, give her a little hair. Yeah, she's hot.
She's hot. She'll get naked a lot, too.
She's okay. Yes, fine. Truly an 8. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine, Halsey. An 8.
Yeah, we can't be too thematic with Friends because one guy may be a huge Friends fan and that may skew his choice. And we can't have that.
When they were good, they were good.
Who's right in between Nikki Glazer and Halsey?
Maureen McCormick. TV's Marsha Brady.
So we looking for 7?
We need a true 7 here.
Where's Heidi Klum? Because I'll tell you what, she's still pretty hot, but she's not what she was, but she's still hot.
It's also a weird thing. You can't put a supermodel that used to be like, it's a little weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, plays with your mind, remembering the old.
Fucks with you a little bit.
Sure. Come on, Jay. You can't take a supermodel from the 90s and pop her into a 7 slot. You're going to fuck up the whole grid. Use your head, man.
Elle McPherson.
Yeah, we need a...
Cheryl Swoops.
We need like a modern day 7.
Modern day 7. Who are they trying to push on us right now?
Oh.
And she's not beautiful, but they're trying to pretend she is. That's some shit.
Caitlyn Jenner.
What about the cute sister from Modern Family?
The fat one, the slutty one?
There's the slutty one. She's like the cute one.
Yeah, Sarah Hyland?
Tubby's the other one. The other one's the heavier one.
No, the young sister. No, Sarah Hyland's hot.
There's the cute one. She could be a 7.
No, I think she's better looking. The older sister's like actually hot.
How about Jennifer Connelly?
She's a little older, but yeah. How about Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis now is still probably higher than a 7. She's hotter than Halsey, in my opinion.
Take a look at her. She's aging.
She's hotter than Halsey.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Don't even comment.
I'm just saying Mila Kunis, who I thought it was.
Yeah, she's still perfect.
Pretty hot. Yeah, not perfect, but she's hot for sure.
Mm. All right, so we need.
She's not really what we're looking for seven. No.
Mm. Hey, I'm just throwing out ideas. I didn't come here to judge.
Oh, listen, no. We gotta, the first rule of this game is no one can be married to anything. Let's not take things personally. We all have the same goal in mind here, mm-hmm. right?
So we just...
Seven, by the way, this is maybe the hardest of all the numbers to figure out. Mm-hmm. Seven is very tricky.
Yeah, this is difficult. It's like anyone can make a movie and have it show up at 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. Try to make a zero. You know what I mean? It's like a greater challenge to get a seven.
You know, I'm trying to think of like Girl Next Door pretty sometimes ends up being like that. You know what I mean? Like almost like Lisa Kudrow wasn't a bad example.
She is a great example of a seven. We didn't use another Friends person, right? I kind of think that's the example.
Dude, Lisa Kudrow, yeah, because she's slightly hotter than Nikki Glaser, but not quite as hot as Halsey.
It feels lazy, gentlemen. I'm gonna be honest. It feels lazy.
How about Larry
fishing
Appleton
from the same pond?
How about Larry Appleton?
We didn't use Courtney Cox.
Oh, we didn't use Courtney.
So it's only one Friends person.
Oh, okay. Well,
you guys remember Larry Appleton's girlfriend on Perfect Strangers?
No, but I did love Perfect Strangers when I was a kid.
Me too.
Loved that show. Yeah. I thought Balky? What was it?
Dude, I'm saying
how about Salma Hayek now?
All right, wait a minute. How about the chick with the big rack?
Without exaggeration, I'm sorry. I don't know what he's trying to do, but every name I've said, Lewis goes, shut up. What are you even talking for?
I think you're yourself. Right with
Gal Gadot's are 10 because you said it? That's the shittiest choice. I'm sorry. Wonder Woman's 10, you fucking dildo.
I'm going to break apart
her. How about...
What girl are you dating that said Gal Gadot's the hottest? Now you're trying to make her happy.
I think I may have an answer. All right.
This was the best game ever.
How about...
We had a list of things prepared today, and none of them were nearly as good as this.
I'm gonna throw hot coffee.
How about either one of the girls from Two Broke Girls as our seven? Either one of the waitresses.
No,
chicks.
She got fat. I just saw her in
the I'm saying she was a nine before the fat major
can't even picture
brought her down to a seven.
How about Evan Rachel Wood? She's super hot, but she tells.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna accuse you of some shit.
I,
1 minute you have her fighting
Kat
in your
Denning.
Basement.
I'm with you on Kat Denning. Kat Denning was a smoke show, and then she put on a little weight and maybe dropped a rank to seven.
Sandra Bernhardt.
It's not terrible. She's got a little too chunky, dude. That like quarantine. I saw her on
a little
Thor.
Too chunky for seven.
We're talking about seven. Yeah,
in a huge rack. You know the chunk adds to the rack.
How about what's her name from The Office? The Pam from The Office.
She's just rounded out.
She's truly a seven.
I think that's a really good seven.
Pam is a seven.
Pam from The Office.
But I got to be honest with you. I say Nikki.
I hate it. I hate that answer.
No, it was mine. It wasn't Lewis's.
Now you're just fucking going
to
get, you know.
Lewis agreed, though. You better get Lewis to disagree with you.
Actually, I just kind of disagree because I feel like Nikki and Pam are sort of interchangeable in terms of their hotness.
Yeah, Pam's a little better.
Slightly?
Yeah. But pull her up. Pam from The Office. I forget her real name. I think that's a good seven.
Yeah.
What?
No?
What's wrong with you?
Little plain Jane.
You don't think that's a good seven? What would you put her at?
I think she's a six. I think truly a six, dude.
All right.
You want to say?
You're way off.
Pam is a six.
I don't know. If your argument for Kat Denning is she's put on too much weight to be a seven, I don't feel that's valid.
We get it. You like Kat Denning.
I like Kat Denning. She's a beautiful woman who's put on a couple of pounds. She's dropped a couple of notches.
You could probably make this happen. Just call her up, man.
Yeah, dude, she's probably needs some love in her life.
What I'm saying is, you know, there could be a great prize fighter. It could be 33-2. Could lose a fight and you're knocking him out of the top 10 rankings. I'm saying he drops a couple of slots.
I think that she was probably always an eight, and now with the weight, she's probably dropped down to like a 5.5.
All right, I'm just looking to get some bosom on that list. That's all.
Are there not tits on the list?
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we can go. I mean,
look, I'll do Kat Denning, but
how about the?
That's a seven. You're looking at a seven. Right?
How about Ashley Graham?
Wait a minute. Just because you picked up the pen doesn't make you the fucking arbiter of all who goes on the list. Where's my fucking
pen? We walked away from Gal Gadot being number 10. It's driving me bananas.
Lewis is the guy who, like, if there was any team project in an office, would just take on the leadership role right away.
Like,
all right, guys, our theme is South Pacific.
In softball, he's like, all right, I'm playing shortstop, batting fourth. Let's go ahead and make the rest of the order out. I got a pen. I have a pen. No, we gave him the pen in the back of a piece of scrap paper, and all of a sudden he became the gatekeeper. He's like St. Peter over here.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot is fucking... She's widely regarded as the most beautiful woman alive.
She's highly sought after.
I mean, I'm not even into her that much. I would way rather fucking Megan Fox or...
Ariana Grande.
Or Mama Boo Boo.
Mama Boo Boo. Fuck right. Gal Gadot.
Look, let's just put, what do we say?
I mean, she's striking, Jay.
Yes, she's beautiful.
She's not 10.
Okay.
A little too much real estate between those eyes, if I'm being honest. Five
what,
head.
What about like Jennifer Lawrence after we saw her naked in The Fappening? She got so hot, dude. Before that, I didn't even give a shit. She would have been an 8. After The Fappening, she became a 10 in my mind.
So pre-fappening Jennifer Lawrence.
Wait, we're redoing 10 now? I thought we were looking for a 7.
We can't undo it.
Yeah, you know, he's freaking out now, dude. He's going to hold this against me for a month. I guarantee you.
I don't like the way he comes at me with every fucking name I said.
By the way, I kind of get where you're
every name
from.
I said, he didn't go, no, not so much. He was like, no. Whatever I said. Hey, this is a good number 1. Ah. Hey, how about this for 10?
I'll be honest. I saw
my 5. Everything he shoots the fuck down. You pick it all,
about my Halsey debacle?
I already make my answer. I'm fucking the 8.
I think we got a slight Cat Denning in on 7, Joe.
Slide Cat Denning in on 7. Give it to him, goddammit.
All right, can we put Cat Denning in at 6 and knock out Nikki Glaser and figure out a 7?
Okay. All right.
Sorry, Nikki.
Nikki.
You're knocked out by a fat chick.
By the way, we all think you're a 10. I don't know why you were in this game at all.
Byron, can I get like a White Claw or something?
Yes. Hey, dude, could I get another one of these? Thank you.
All right, so now we still need a 7. Slightly above Kat Denning, but slightly below Halsey.
Oh, my God. This 7 is going to break up this podcast. We're not going to be friends anymore.
Dana Plato after she robbed the laundromat.
Stop.
Okay.
Let's see.
Stop just showing off your references.
Can I say that's why? I'm not icking your suggestion.
I might have it.
That was a joke one.
I might have it. Well, what's her name? Coco, the blonde chick from...
Ice-T's wife?
No.
No, no. She has a crazy last name. She's from that nerd sitcom at the universe.
Oh, Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh, what's it called? I know.
Big Bang Theory.
Kaylee Cuoco could be our 7. She could be our seven.
I've attempted to watch that show maybe like 3 times and gotten a minute and a half into it and been like, this is making me furious.
It's not for you.
You're not in sitcoms or anything anymore, are you?
No, I don't.
I think Kaylee Cuoco is blonde. She's attractive. She's a little bit older. Kind of past her prime.
Now that's not an accurate picture. Give her like a.
She's a 7.
Seven's great.
I think we could slide her into the 7 slot, gentlemen.
I think she's not a bad 7.
Let me see.
No, just fucking write it down. You pick plenty.
You think she? I think she's a little bit prettier than Halsey, to be honest with you guys.
I feel like
they got the wrong. You guys need hotter pictures of Halsey.
Halsey to 7, and this girl to 8.
The game I feel like
now you're just trying to end the game, Jay.
I feel like that's the most.
7 minutes. I'm leaving anyway. 7 minutes. I'm out of here.
Oh, are you leaving in 7 minutes?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Oh shit!
All right. Well, now we're on the clock. We got.
Now we're obsessed with the word 7 in every capacity.
It's 1:07.
Oh no!
What do you have to go do?
Cancel it.
This is the most important thing in our lives now.
Are you? Is he doing Bonfire today, Adam?
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is he going up together?
No, he's coming in the second hour.
Hand in hand?
All right, so do we have our 7? Do we have our 8?
Guys, I don't want to be the dick here, but I don't agree with this Kelly Cuoco thing. I feel like it was thrown out of there.
I'm just not
solid,
comfortable.
Solid
it's
7.
It's kind of random. I, you know.
She's on the biggest sitcom in the world for 7 years.
I'm still...
You don't care? You don't like
it? I thought Phoebe from Friends was the perfect 7.
I think Phoebe from Friends is a 7.
Why don't we just do all Friends?
All right.
Also put Ross on there while you're at it, and Joey and the other fuck.
How about
Chandler?
The mom from Modern Family? She's pretty hot.
What's that?
Oh, is that a 7?
I think she's like a 10 for an old lady, so it's hard to gauge her. And
she's drifted down to a 7, that's all.
Why are you guys so against? What is going on here? You guys are so against Phoebe from Friends.
They showed a fucked up picture of Halsey. They screwed up the whole thing.
They did fuck up the Halsey thing.
They fucked up the
For
Halsey
sure.
picture.
She's hotter than those pictures were.
Can we see Lisa Kudrow from Friends from the 90s?
From the 90s. I think this is like
a true 7.
It's a walking, talking 7 right in front of you. The perfect. Anyone who goes there, you go, they just held that up to you.
Meanwhile, my Dana Plato reference goes, it's leaned off.
Dude, nobody knows Dana Plato.
It's Kimberly from Different Strokes. Everyone knows Dana Plato. She died.
A 7.
Right. It's okay. a walking, talking
right.
7.
We'll call her 7. I knew her from the Groundlings. Her hair was brown. She looked different, so maybe that's me. Maybe that's Groundlings talking. All right, look. I can be magnanimous. I hope you gentlemen remember this the next time we make a list, just how flexible I was during the making of this list.
You were willing to play the game, and I appreciate
and
that.
And a little love comes back right. my way.
All right, so look. We got Phoebe from Friends. Is this the official list?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Gal Gadot. All right.
Who do you want in 10, Jay? Who's a 10 to you?
Gal Gadot.
10 all day
you do
long.
You have to replace the 10 with a 10, otherwise, you know, we got
there's a million
here.
10s out there.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure it's a 10 in my mind.
Sure, make it a 10 in your mind. All right, so your list, pull up the pictures as I pull up, as I say them. You have them already. Number one, for one, Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Oh, really? Okay. Way to go, guys.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn, really?
Holy shit.
Goddamn. Right. Well, look, Jay's got 4.5 minutes.
We know what Honey Boo Boo's mom looks like.
There she is.
Okay.
There's one.
All right.
Number two, Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you have to click away every time? No, mm-hmm. Impossible. Every I don't time. Believe it.
And what happened to Reno?
And re-look it up bumped? Every time.
All right, Rosie. All right.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord.
Number three, Lizzo.
It's very good, though. It is better than the first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't pre-get these people's pictures up? I was recycling. Oh, my God.
We were constantly searching for whoever you were looking for.
I didn't realize we were going to do a whole thing at the end.
We know what Lizzo looks like.
Number four, current Juliette Lewis. Number five, Rosie Perez now.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Kat Dennings.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, Phoebe from Friends. Eight, Halsey. Nine, Megan Fox. 10, Gal Gadot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy we got Phoebe in there.
Yeah,
me too.
We did it.
That's all that matters.
But obviously, with my numbering, I'm gonna reconjigger a little because now I'm gonna go 6 over 7 and pull a 4 in. Wait, who's the 4?
Current Juliette Lewis.
I could do that.
Throws down probably.
So, are we doing 10 points or 11 points?
Let's do 11 with this with the current lineup.
11 points. So if you did a 7 and a 4, it would be Phoebe from Friends and current Juliette Lewis. That's not a bad three-way.
Mm.
That's not bad at all. Mm.
Bad. Now, hold on. Since I like Kat Dennings so much, yeah. Could I drop down and bequeath one to Jay?
Sure. Like, wait a minute. You should just keep Kat Dennings at 6 because you get another point. You should want my list.
I'll move up to the 5. Who's at 5?
5 is Rosie Perez now.
Okay. All right. I'll see you guys after the show. I'll just be waiting in the green room. Yeah, that's me. I got that. Versus one Gal Gadot.
No, versus one Halsey.
No, one.
One Halsey.
Oh, one Halsey. I go 8. Yeah, I forgot my own hypothetical.
Yeah, one
game
Halsey
up.
Versus.
Can we just see Halsey real quick?
You got to find
a good Halsey. But all right, I'm satisfied with my 6
yeah,
and
you're
my,
not doing
my
Megan Fox
pick.
And Honey Boo Boo's mom. That's just ridiculous.
No, that's awful.
That's
even Rosie O'Donnell and
I
Halsey
can't believe
is ridiculous.
Jay's not down with the novelty of that, though.
Of Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Megan
Fox?
Megan Fox, yeah.
So essentially, would you fuck Honey Boo Boo's mom to fuck Megan Fox is really the question there. Because it's not about making love to these two women.
No.
No, Jay's going to make love.
Yeah, I mean, I am.
Jay's going to do this.
Yeah.
He doesn't half-ass things.
Honey Boo Boo's mom, prepare for the most romantic night of your life. hold the list up so I can see some number configurations here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I doing Bobby the Boo?
Bippity Boppity Boo.
Lizzo and Phoebe.
No, it'll be Lizzo and current Juliette Lewis. No, I'm sorry. Juliette Lewis and Phoebe, because it's 11 points you get.
I get 11 points. So then it could also be Lizzo and Halsey.
It could Ooh. Be Kat Dennings and Rosie Perez.
Lizzo and Halsey's.
That's an interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
And sonically, it's strong. She's playing the flute while you're balls deep in Halsey.
Oh, Halsey's like painting her emotions in the corner while I fuck Lizzo. I'm going to fuck Lizzo and Halsey.
Lizzo and Halsey.
That's good.
Wow.
Okay, so it's. And I'm sorry, we did 11 for this one.
Yep.
Is the point score? So you could. All right, fuck.
You take me to 12, I'm doing Lizzo and Megan Fox.
All right, well, that's just a hypothetical.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
No. No. Get your head out of your ass.
Come on. Live in reality. Here we go. Now.
I'm going current Juliette Lewis and Phoebe from Friends. It's bring me back to the 90s. Bring me back to my childhood. The whole fantasy will be there. I can really get into that threesome. And that's not actually if you pulled that threesome after a show. In any town in this country, that level of
people
hotness,
are impressed with you.
You'd be honest. From afar, it looks like a hot threesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, once you get, you know, just get a little closer.
Oh no, the people up in the cheap seats. I'm gonna think you pulled a fucking couple of tents.
Yeah, you got 17 seconds.
Yeah, you're in the nosebleeds. No problem.
You know, I was going. I'm gonna go with Lewis on this one. I think that's the correct
you
answer.
You were
and
an
I
eight
changed
before.
My mind until. You had to. I had to have it mapped out right in
versus
front of me.
Halsey. I would take fucking current Juliette Lewis and Phoebe from Friends, or Nikki Glaser,
which
or Kat Dennings,
point.
Any of them.
They need to find a hot Halsey picture, though. They showed all skinny, tatted up Halsey.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot that, wasn't
by
involved,
the way,
though.
I'm still saying, if anyone out there does pull off the Megan Fox Honey Boo Boo Mom threesome, please call in and give
us
your story.
Yeah, I want to talk to that person.
We would
person.
Love to talk to you.
I'd like to shake your hand.
Yeah, you weren't getting Gal Gadot or Megan Fox unless you were willing to take Honey Boo Boo or Rosie O'Donnell. It just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Just wasn't happening. That's does that speak to how
nothing's
those women?
Worth fucking Rosie Perez or Honey Boo Boo.
Nothing's
mom.
Worth
June,
it.
Mama June.
I love it.
I'm Rosie not O'Donnell. Leaving until we see a hot Halsey picture.
Yes, see a hot Halsey. It. Yeah, Halsey's hot. I like it. She's a little trashy.
Yeah, a little trashy.
Nah, I need a less tatted. Find me a blonde Halsey. Or
her that bikini
the,
right there is
the
pretty great.
Looks
go to
pretty,
that bikini one
yeah,
right
with her
there.
Drinking a. Drink
pretty hot
no.
too. Yeah, that's good.
The one where she's drinking there.
The Snapple Halsey.
She's hot, dude.
Pretty hot.
Yeah,
would smash.
Could have fun with that.
Would smash. Would be a good time.
All right.
But if you're doing the hypotheticals, like that's the threesome. I probably just fuck Halsey over having to throw it down with Lizzo.
Well, look, we're gonna have to contact your representation soon. Jay, you got to really lock this in. I don't want to make a fucking phone call, make an ass of myself, and then find you've gone.
I mean,
with a six and a seven.
It would be debatable that Halsey right there over
Juliette Lewis and
Phoebe. Yeah,
sure.
Debatable. She's hot there.
Yeah, she's very hot.
All right, let's wrap it.
Adam Carolla, thank you so much for fucking joining us. We
yes.
do plug. We have to do plugs.
Yeah, I was going to just say we'll do them separately because you got to run, right?
Yeah,
you want me to plug your shit? Just let me know what to...
Everyone, I'm going
to
be in Montreal coming up for the Montreal Comedy Festival hosting the Nasty Show all 10 days there. So come check that out. The Worst is going to be there. And then BigJComedy.com, all on the road after that everywhere. So come fucking check me out soon. SDR Show in the Bonfire.
Adam?
You can get my book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. Sixth book, all... funny all the time. And you can go to adamcarolla.com, watch the pod, live shows,
sick
dates, all that.
Audio version?
Yep. Sick. I laid that down, so it's there too.
I'll download the audio version. I don't read anymore. I listen to my books.
Smart.
Ooh.
Yeah. Lewis likes a book he can interrupt.
It's good basement listening.
All right, y'all.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Catch you next time. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.